Time to talk some F1, though. Pete McGinley, part of our team, right across. He's at Formula One Racing and Motorsport in general, joins us here on the Ultimate Wrap. Morning, PM.
Hey, BP. Good to chat to you again.
Mercedes 1-2 at the top, but not the most familiar name we've seen at the top of the grid this time around in Bahrain.
No, fantastic result for Valtteri Bottas, his maiden pole in Formula One. Great result for him. He's been in Formula One for his fifth season now. Fantastic result for him. He's always been in an underpowered car. Of course, he started off at Williams as a test driver, was there for 4 years with Felipe Massa as his teammate. Never could quite get there because he just had that underpowered machinery. But now that he's in Mercedes, his third race with the team, and he's on pole for the Bahrain Grand Prix, which is a fantastic result for him and fantastic to see, because he's always been heralded as a really good driver, you know, and it's good to see him finally getting a result.
How do he and Lewis sort of get along, Pete?
They get along okay at the moment. They've only been racing together for a couple of races, obviously, but the relationship's quite good, and, you know, Lewis came out after qualifying and congratulated Valtteri on his result. He was really happy to see him get his maiden pole, but I think his mood might change, though, if in a few races' time he's still being beaten in qualifying.
Yeah, Lewis will be keen to make sure he gets to that number one mantle later tonight. Vettel in third spot, Ricciardo fourth, Raikkonen, Verstappen, Hülkenberg, Massa, Grosjean and Palmer making up the top 10. How did you see Daniel Ricciardo's race in the Red Bull?
Yeah, look, not a bad result for him. Fourth place is probably about the best he could expect. I mean, he performed quite well in qualifying, in practice. In the first two practice sessions, he was second and third. So fourth, when it came to the crunch in qualifying, wasn't too bad a result. They're still sort of struggling with the car, and they are sort of third best, still behind Mercedes and Ferrari. It's going to take a few races, I reckon, for them to sort out their issues. Expect Red Bull to sort of bounce back around the Spanish Grand Prix in Valencia in a few weeks' time.
Just the interest in Bahrain, just tell us about sort of the crowds there, Pete. And obviously, you know, wherever F1 goes around the world, it's a hugely popular sport. But in that part of the world?
Yeah, look, Bahrain's an interesting one because it's had a race for quite a number of years now. I think it's nearly coming on 10 years now. It's not really motorsport heartland there in the Middle East. I've been to the race a couple of times myself.
Yep.
Yeah, not the strongest sort of supporter base, not the strongest sort of crowds, but they get a lot of, American fans drop in. Of course, there's a Air Force base and a Marine base, I believe, in Bahrain. So they get a lot of Americans dropping in for the race. Conveniently, there's always a ship that's pulling in to watch the race. So that sort of boosts the crowd numbers there. But, you know, it's not real pure motorsport heartland there in Bahrain, unfortunately, unlike, you know, some of the races in Europe, like the Italian Grand Prix or the Belgian Grand Prix, where, you know, Formula One's been around for many years.
Yeah, and of course, we spoke to you on Good Friday. Monaco, we're not too far away from that iconic race, and the news that Fernando Alonso is going to skip that to go to Indianapolis and maybe Jenson Button possibly featuring in the Monaco race. Just overall, as we sort of get into this season of Formula One with the changes in the cars and, the things that go on in Formula One racing to try and get an edge, how are you looking at the overall sort of quality of racing?
Look, the overall quality of racing, I guess it's all really sort of just still sorting itself out because Formula One doesn't really hit its prime until you get into that European season with the Spanish Grand Prix. So that's why I'm sort of heralding, you know, expecting an improvement from Red Bull there. It still is sort of sorting itself out, but the racing is not as sort of bad as everyone was expecting. Everyone was sort of expecting there to be not much overtaking because, of course, you know, while the cars are faster this year, they're also a lot wider. They're also a lot harder to control. There's not as many crashes as people expected there to be because it's quite a lot physical on the drivers to drive the cars this year. The Chinese Grand Prix was actually a really good spectacle because there was a lot of overtaking in that one, a lot of on-track action there. So it hasn't panned out as bad as people expected, for the first year of a new engine formula there. But it is sort of still sorting itself out. Expected to hit its prime around that Spanish Grand Prix when, you know, all the teams will bring up the major upgrades and then we'll really truly see who's got the, you know, who's on top. But for now, it's a tight battle between Mercedes and Ferrari.
I was interested to read the comments of Sebastian Vettel overnight. He'll start from third on the grid in Bahrain a little bit later. He was surprised maybe not to be a little bit closer to the two Mercedes drivers. We know he's a world champion. He's a feisty competitor, Vettel. Any chance that he can maybe top the Mercedes in his Ferrari tonight?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, that battle, you know, while I'm qualifying, you know, he would have liked to have been closer. It is a lot tighter than the timesheet actually said. I think they just had an off session. Expect both, you know, Sebastian Vettel and Kimi Raikkonen to be right up there fighting Mercedes, because the Bahrain track, for whatever reason, is a track that the Ferrari cars have an affinity with. You know, Kimi Raikkonen himself has always done really well here. And Sebastian Vettel, you know, as you say, he's a very strong competitor. So expect them to both really take the fight up to Mercedes. I think it's going to be a fight between Ferrari and Mercedes, and a fight between teammates. Of course, let's hope we don't have a repeat of the Bahrain Grand Prix here last year,
yes,
where the two Mercedes cars, Rosberg and Hamilton, made contact at the first corner.
Yeah.
Now, you know, the relationship between Bottas and Hamilton's a lot stronger, but expect a strong inter-team battle and intra-team battle in this race.
Good racing tonight. Good on you, Pete. Really appreciate your time. We'll keep a close eye on the Bahrain Formula 1 GP.
Thanks very much, Pete.
Pete McGinley, our SEN F1 expert.